Well, that's this boy band who has incredible success. One Direction. The song's called Kiss You. They recently announced their first worldwide stadium tour for 2014. It'll be in Croke Park on the 24th and 25th of May. Two Nolan Show listeners have had major problems buying wheelchair access tickets for the gig. Alex, morning to you, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
What's happened?
Well, Stephen, it's my daughter Talia's birthday in a few weeks' time, and I had agreed to get her One Direction tickets for Croke Park as her birthday present. Now, Talia happens to be a powered wheelchair user, as she's quadriplegic as a result of cerebral palsy. So going to concerts is a great social outlet for her and a big part of her life, and she's a huge One Direction fan in particular. Now, because she'd never been to Croke Park before, I phoned Ticketmaster the day before just to check some things out. I wanted to make sure that I got the correct number. I wanted to make sure that the wheelchair seats were definitely on sale on Saturday because the website mentions Monday to Friday only for wheelchair bookings. And I also just wanted to check the restrictions on booking friends with her in the wheelchair area. So I found out that I'd got the correct number and that bookings definitely did open on the Saturday and that Talia could take a carer plus two friends. And we were delighted to hear that, Stephen, because this is an issue with wheelchair users. If you're a wheelchair user like my daughter who needs assistance with personal care, most venues only allow wheelchair plus one, which means you end up going with your mum or your carer. And
oh, really?
Appreciate that's not something that a 14-year-old wants to do.
Yeah.
So we were delighted to hear that there was going to be flexibility for Croke Park. And what we actually did then, I asked my niece to ring up on the Saturday morning to book because she's quite au fait with having three or four phones all ringing at once. But when she got through and Ticketmaster answered, she was met with a recorded message that advised her that the number was no longer in use and she was to redial. But the number that was given out was the same number that she had just dialed. So due to some flaw in their phone system...
You were getting the runaround.
She was getting put round in a loop. So she tried it many, many times and the same thing happened. She also tried online and it's not possible to book wheelchair seats online. And queuing at the local Ticketmaster outlet brought the same outcome. Wheelchair users aren't actually allowed to buy tickets in person due to Ticketmaster policy.
Why are they not?
I have no idea. I'd be really keen to find out the answer to that.
So wheelchair users aren't allowed to buy tickets in person?
That's right. That's Ticketmaster policy. You must use the Ticketmaster wheelchair line.
Are other non-wheelchair users, able-bodied people, are they able to buy tickets in person?
Yes. All her friends were able to queue at the outlet and purchase tickets that way.
So, hold on. Are you sure?
Absolutely positive. My niece was there and at the head of the queue and we were on our way with Talia in the car and she phoned to say, look, due to no...
Vinny! Come in here a wee second.
Due to no, you know, error on the part of the outlet or anything, it's a Ticketmaster policy that, and there was no point in bringing Talia on down to the outlet.
Just give me one wee second, Alex. Vincent,
yes?
Get on to, is it Disability Action or one of those groups?
Okay.
And let's start to try, we won't be able to establish this today, Alex,
but
I'm very, very interested in finding out, are they allowed, is that not discriminatory? Can you actually say to some people, you can get tickets, but because you're disabled, you can't in a particular way? Will you do that?
I will do. There's also something else in terms of the fee. When you go and book the tickets in person, there's no booking fee. But if you book it on the phone or on the internet, there is a booking fee. I'm not sure what it is. It's about £5 or something per ticket.
Alex, I'm not trying to say you've got it wrong, right? But I would find it unbelievable if there is any company in Northern Ireland that is saying to disabled people, you've got to go one way and able-bodied people are able to go other ways. I would find that astonishing in 2013.
We actually know another wheelchair user who was down at the outlet, our local outlet, and was told the same thing, that it's Ticketmaster policy. Now, when I asked them on the phone the following week, all they could say to me was that It was to assist wheelchair users so that the wheelchair area wouldn't be abused in some way.
Well, hold on a minute. You could still queue up and they could still have their staff trained to be able to know how to assist you.
Yeah.
But will you go and check that out? Get on the Ticketmaster too and ask them, are they de facto providing a service which means that able-bodied people can get it cheaper and avoid the fee if they're queuing up?
Okay.
But actually, disabled people can't. And we'll try to get to the bottom of that. What was the upshot of all of this, Alex?
My niece did then, but we were left with no other option. She rang the main Ticketmaster line and was advised that they weren't able to book wheelchair seats and that they couldn't help her with the problem in the phone line. So in desperation, she booked four general seats, including an aisle seat. And that was on the Saturday, so I phoned Ticketmaster then on the Monday to explain the issue and swap the seats over to the wheelchair area. And I was told that the wheelchair area was sold out and that the number that I was dialing or that my niece was dialing on the Saturday must be incorrect.
Okay. Look, let me speak to Claire this morning as well. Claire, morning to you.
Hi.
You use a wheelchair and you've had the same problem, Claire. Is that right?
Yeah. Basically, the number that I was given, the same as Alex, was just on the loop, basically. So then I went down to the Ticketmaster outlet about 2 o'clock that afternoon because I was with Tally in the morning. And then we went down and we were told that, yes, the seats were all sold out, but you couldn't book wheelchair on, like, in person.
So you were told you can't book wheelchair accessible areas in person.
No, you can't book.
Why not?
Due to Ticketmaster policy.
Well, why is that the policy?
I have no idea.
How do you feel about it?
Well, in the end, I ended up with no tickets whatsoever because the loop was just running around and like on the phone, and then when I was. Out of desperation, I phoned the Republic of Ireland number for it to hang up on me, and I've been phoning back every day to Ticketmaster to see if any tickets have been returned, and I was told that this would be pointless because they didn't expect any returns.
Will you two let me dig into this a little bit more? Is that all right?
Yeah.
And we just maybe tell you one other thing.
Yeah.
When I did phone back on the Monday to swap the tickets over and was told that the wheelchair seats had been sold out, I was also told that Talia wouldn't be able to attend the concert because she would be a health and safety hazard if she used the tickets that we had purchased, so she would be denied entry on the day. So
their line is broken. You disabled people can't get in touch with them, then disabled people can't book in person, and then when you get all their tickets you're told you're a health and safety risk.
That's it.
Wow.
And I'd have to say, I mean, my daughter Talia has a very positive attitude towards her disability, and this incident has really challenged that. And teenage years are difficult enough for young people without being made to feel that you're segregated and that you don't have the same options.
Let me have a look into this more. Ticketmaster have been in touch with us, by the way. They say that they admit that the telephone number was not working at the time. They say that they're apologising for this, and they have told us that if we can get both of you contact numbers, that they will get you sorted, is their words. They will get you sorted, all right?
Does that mean tickets?
Well, their words is we will get the customers sorted if we can get the telephone numbers. So what we'll do is we'll come back to this tomorrow and we'll just we'll expand on this story slightly, get Ticketmaster to explain to us what on earth is going on, and let's see what they mean for both of you of sorted, all right?
Thanks very much.
It might be good
really
news.
Appreciate that.